politicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to World Poetry Open Mic. And I'm your humble host, humble poet, J. Todd Underhill. Sitting next to me, we've got the living recursion. His name is Michael Amade.
I'm a living recursion. You know, yes. I spent all day in makeup to get this face ready for radio, and I'm pumped.
Yes.
I am pumped right now. Now, let me ask a question very quickly, though, because I know we're going on here. If a humble person says he's humble, claims he's humble all the time, does that really make him humble?
No, he's a braggart.
That's what I thought.
Damn it.
Braggart.
I've been found out. All right, and of course, we've got sitting to his left, the band Phantom, no longer able to call Quicken Help Desk.
Yeah, I've been banned for life. I am not allowed to call Quicken Tech Support ever again in my entire life.
Well, that's what you get for developing a crush on one of the tech support guys and calling them all day.
There you go. It's called stalking. It's illegal in the state.
It's called stalking.
And
it's
only,
but they're not in the United States.
You can only do it if you wear if you wear a red suit and jump down people's chimneys. It's the only night you can stalk people.
But he doesn't
stalkings. Stalking.
Stalking. Stalking. Okay. You stalk stalking.
I think I'm a little confused.
Talking about people to wear red suits and crawl down chimneys, he is the furry one. He is the half squatch.
Was that you last night?
Yes, it was, by the way. I couldn't help it.
Thank
Did you
Laura.
Like the gift?
I was nervous. Yeah, there was a, I got to say, man, I was a little bit weirded out when I found out what was in the tinfoil.
Well, you know.
Oh. All right.
All right.
So what we do here is we do poetry, 1 to 3 minute long. We do want clean poetry. We don't want the F word, basically. We don't want hate speech. We are willing to push the limits when it comes to
obviously
content. We do need to pay our bills. So, this hour is being brought to you by Pocket Coupon Directory, savings on food, fine dining, home and personal needs, and much, much more. Check them out at dailypocketdeals.com. And, of course, everybody's favorite friend, My Mom's Pies, located at 201 Murray Street, Niwot, Colorado. Give them a call, 303-657-6667, or check them out online at mmpies.com.
Yes, be sure that's mmpies.com.
You don't want to go to mymomspies.com.
Nope.
I bought that site a few months ago, and trust me, you do not want to go to that site.
You're making money hand over fist on that one, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So, with all our needs to do out of the way, let's go to our first caller. She is calling from Pennsylvania. She is Ellie.
Hi, J. John.
Hey, how are you?
Here we are again.
We are. It's our family reunion.
It's finally Friday night, and we're back all back together again.
Yes.
Yes, so how have you been?
I've been good. How have you been?
Just fine. Just good. I just want winter to end. You guys are getting some nice weather out there, though.
I don't know what you're talking about. It was only 57 degrees today.
It's going to be 60 on Sunday.
Shh.
Oh,
we
hey,
to keep them cool.
Hey, Ellie, how are you?
It's always good to hear your voice.
Likewise. You have a poem for us tonight, my dear?
I do. I've got a poem that will help us feel a little less like winter.
Yes.
It's called Barefoot Dreams. Oh, and it's a, I should tell you, it's a, the form is a French retourné.
All right.
Oh, calm the sea for spring's return. So warm her heart for summer days. Sun-washed beach of seashell seeking, hazy warmth, barefoot, foamy shores. So warm her heart for summer days, this sea of respite, shores repose. Childhood summers, remembered joy, love's first meeting on a moonlit beach. Sun-washed beach of seashell seeking, treasures by the sea so priceless. Tossed by seas smoothed in endless time, pearls of precious memories kept. Hazy warmth, barefoot, foamy shores as the summer sun forgets the chill. So be transformed to youthful days. Frolic in the sea of dreaming.
Nice.
You've been listening to the work of Ellie. Ellie, thank you again for calling. It's always a pleasure to have you call.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you sound wonderful. You guys all sound so up on Friday night. You know, you could just feel the energy.
You can't. I mean, 10 cups of coffee usually gets us to this fever pitch, but tonight it took 15.
Yes.
So we're good.
Okay, you're doing this whole radio station, all three of you, from the ceiling, right?
Yes, exactly.
I'm hanging upside down as we speak.
Yeah, that's how I'm at. That's where I would be after all that.
Ellie, I want to thank you for calling our show. We're going to try and get in as many callers as we can tonight.
Absolutely. Okay, well, God bless you all.
God bless
and
you.
I love you.
We love you, too. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We'll also have some submissions later in the hour from people who've sent in poetry to worldpoetryopenmic.net this last week.
You know, you told me about one, and I'm surprised about one of the submissions. We're going to leave it be a surprise for now, but I was like, holy cow.
Well, there's a couple cool little things going on with each of the people who sent something in. But, you know, one thing that we really love, and at least I know I do, when I look at the email that comes in, if you're sending in a poem, if you have like a tiny little, I mean, one or two paragraphs about what it's about or just kind of what you're going through right now, something like that. It's kind of cool to have a little background I can put before the
like,
poem.
Like a backstory.
Like a backstory or a forestory if you're good at predicting the future or Backstreet Boy. Those are always welcome because we can make fun of them.
Quit playing games with
especially
my heart.
AJ.
AG's, I don't know. AG was the one who was dangerous.
Oh.
Exactly.
My daughter had a crush on AJ, but we're not going to go into that.
Go
right
figure.
Now. All right, but we do have another caller loaded up on the air. Please welcome from Missouri, Alexan.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling our show again.
Oh, no problem. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. And you're going to share a poem with us tonight?
I am. It's one I just finished today. It's called Merlot.
Okay, is the ink dry on this? Because we don't want you to smear it at all.
I'm sorry?
I said, is the ink dry on this? Because we don't want you to smear it at all.
It's almost dry. I think we're good.
All right, let's go for it then.
All right. Smoke escapes lips stained bloody red with Merlot, along with lyrics to a song you both already know. Without looking into eyes and using only words, it's easy to romanticize what creates a perfect girl. But words are easy. Words flow like that Merlot makes you blush. Words lie like photos lie, like the reflection of those lips can't lie unless they're moving. Perception of a beautiful face is like a sweet dream with a lovely tint, laced throughout with images to give a brutal hint of what lies behind big summoning eyes that reflect like a mirror if you look closely because there's nothing else inside. Violence ensues when you hate your reflection, and what you don't recognize translates as loss. But if a broken mirror is 7 years bad luck, then what will a shattered image cost?
Wow.
Now I have to ask, were you drinking Merlot when you wrote that?
I was.
You were? All right. I didn't have Merlot today, but I definitely had a decent amount of Spanish wine yesterday. I can relate. I wrote a lot, actually.
Oh, well, yeah. I've had whiskey tonight. So.
Oh, hey.
We'll see what comes of that.
I don't, do you think writing comes with whiskey, or do things to write about come with whiskey?
Usually cost me a lot of bail.
50-50, I think.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Alex, you going to call us next week?
Absolutely.
Excellent. I look forward to it. Great writing. I was really floored by that piece.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. If you want to call in like Alex, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And I have something I need to say. We had a little blurb about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
I am shaving my head for children's cancer. No,
I'm kidding. I'll shut up.
On February 1st. And I've posted the information up on my Facebook, on the World Poetry Open Mic Facebook. Michael posted it up on our website, worldpoetryopenmic.net. It is for one of our longtime longtime callers, Stephen Barry. His niece passed away September at the age of 12 of Ewing sarcoma. And I'm trying to raise as much money as I can for the charity she wanted to have donations made in her name to, which is thetruth365.org. Now, I told you guys last week I would have a total. We're about 380, I believe.
Awesome.
Towards my $1,500 goal.
It's been a good start. And there's been a lot of poets who have contributed to this. It's been very, very cool.
So if you do decide to donate in Juliana's name, please send us an email at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
Yeah. All right. So, but we want to help you make your goal. So if you're listening tonight and you make a donation and email that site that she said, worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com, we will, Michael and myself, record a single.
A new song
that will be only available to the people that made donations towards this goal of $1,500. But what you have to do is you have to donate at truth365.org.
Yes.
Pardon me while I untie my tongue. And then email us at gmail.com. That way we know you donated and we'll get you the single.
And I don't know. I mean, sometimes people know about this. People who've listened to the show for a while know. But as a child as well, when I was 10 and 11 years old, I had osteosarcoma and cancer. And I went through that. I actually had a 4% chance of survival. And with the hard work of a lot of brilliant people, was able to, or not so brilliant if you ask my co-host. I was able to get through that. And so this is something that's very, very close to the show. And we're definitely want to encourage people to be able to kind of step up and help Live 365. Mm-hmm.
Should we do a brand new song or should we do a cover, like an obscure cover?
It's Truth 365.
The truth.
I'm sorry.
The truth
365. Live 365 is something totally different.
Yep.
It's not a bad site, but Truth 365 is way more what you're looking for. I think we should do a new song for the people who do it. However, I think we should do something that if we reach the goal, we have a list of some really obscure songs.
Okay.
And we all get to
Or out-of-place songs.
Out-of-place songs, ones you would not expect us to sing, and that we'll perform it live on the air.
We'll do a duet, like Close My Eyes Forever or something.
Oh, yeah, or like My Heart Will Go On from Titanic.
Yes.
There you go.
With the penny whistle solo. I can do that for you.
Actually, do you know how to play that? Yeah. I actually can play the penny whistle solo as well.
Awesome. We could do a duet penny whistle solo.
I've done that.
Solo duet. All right, we do have a caller on the line, though. We have Ola from Oregon. How are you doing tonight, Ola?
I'm good.
Good. Are you ready to read some poetry to us?
Sure. This one is called My Dreams. When my mind wanders to thoughts of you, sunshine comes back into my day. The sweet fragrance of life fills my lungs. Maybe, just maybe, you might caress my back. Run your hands through my hair. Kiss me until I'm senseless and intoxicated with pleasure. I ache with a desperate desire to feel your bare skin on mine, to breathe you in, feel you inside me, taste you, be entangled with you. My body yearns for your touch. Secret desires that fuel my fantasies have become my life, where my heart lives, keeping its secret safe. My nights are filled with thoughts of you stripping me bare, those strong hands pinning me down, taking what you want, giving me what I want. Your voice, your lips, your eyes, your hands. To be yours is truly sublime. You are my love, the yearning desire of my dreams. Ah, yes, my dreams.
Wow, nice. Constantly raising the bar as far as pushing the level of content. Thank you very much, Ola.
You're welcome.
Always bringing it. If you want to call in like Ola, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, it has come time for us to break it off. For a moment.
Oh, no. And we got to pay some bills. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day. At the Beach Tanning Salon, 31 locations in the Denver metro area. Go to kzkoradio.com to enter to win a $30 gift card to At the Beach. atbtanning.com.
Like a glove. So smooth.
Thanks.
It feels like falling on some asphalt at 70 miles an hour.
So smooth. It's like wearing a nice toner glove.
On your
if it
face.
Does not fit, you must quit. All right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Welcome
How did
back.
We go to, we went from the beginning, and I'm sorry, whatever happened at the beginning, we just made it worse by bringing up Johnny Cochran. We apologize to everybody, including Johnny Cochran.
All right. So what we do here besides that is poetry.
And thank goodness, because we couldn't hold down this other
No thing. Doubt. So we do have a caller from Georgia. He is Lewis.
Hey there, little bro. How you been there, Bear?
I'm doing good. How you doing, brother?
Oh, good, good, good. I had another rainy, wet one, as is routine here for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know, clear all week, and then all of a sudden Friday comes and rain.
Yeah. It rains, it pours. You better believe it.
That's all right. Be thankful you got the rain. At least you're not, you know, waiting on the crops to grow.
Yeah, I got one for you.
All right.
Three vixens and a lobo. Based on the sixth chapter of the book of Revelation.
All right.
The first vixen marches out with her coat of white. She is the conquistadoress. All fall before her. Resistance is futility, no less. The second vixen is a coat of crimson red, waving the sword of war. As has been before, nothing has ever been that is not now. So spoke the word of the Master in the Testament anew, in his words that he shed. The third vixen has a coat the color of the raven. The scales carries she. Her name is Lady Justice, and she is blind. She is no wanderer, and she is not one given to vanity. And now the fourth one comes, the pale wolf, with a howl as ominous as death and hell. They march together and have marched so since the beginning of time. These are the seasons four, spring, summer, fall, and winter. As winter shall give way to spring in the fullness of time, the circle eternal, so be it, and heaven bless from eternity past unto the future. Amen.
Amen, brother. Lewis, thank you for calling our show. Don't ever stop, brother. Your delivery is
stellar. You got it, my man. In Christ's loving name, amen.
Amen, brother.
Gotcha.
A lot of people don't know this, but Lewis and I have been friends since, well, basically I own the title poet back in 2008, and I'm very thankful every time he calls our show. So if you want to call on like Lewis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, right now, between calls, right, I'm going to do a submission poem we got from at World Poetry Open Mic. .net and go into the contact form. This is from Janine Ristall. She actually gave us a short message. She says, "Hi all, it's a whiteout right now in Lake Superior. The fuel oil company's truck broke down and we are on empty. Could be a cold night in Gordon. Good thing we have our love to keep us warm. And she said, if we have time, could we read this on the air? So this one is called Route 41. It's from Janine Ristall.
Keep warm, Janine.
We leave eastern Wisconsin, flea shops hawking moccasins and cheese. The sun sheds and bathes in Lake Michigan. All through Gladstone, the highway keeps an eye on the lake. We're 41 turns away from the water. Our tires crunch their first clumps of snow. We abandon streetlights, sidewalks, road signs. Lots thicken with knots of cedar and spruce. Our headlines discover glints in the drifts and the eyes of deer. Here in the place where snow decides to settle, we are home.
Nice.
That's Route 41 from Janine Ristall, sending it to us from, sounds like very cold, Gordon, right around Lake Superior here in whiteout conditions right now.
Exactly. And to bring a little levity to the situation, if you get too cold, you can always burn a few bridges and keep yourself warm.
Hey, we've done that in the past. Ba-doom-ching, no.
Right.
Don't burn bridges. It's harder for people to get to your house.
Oh. Okay. All right. So we do have another caller. Please
welcome. Am I wrong?
From North Dakota, first-time caller, Kenneth. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. You're a first-time caller.
Yes, I am.
Excellent. You going to give us a try?
Yep, I'm ready to go.
All right, what are you going to read us?
Okay, it's a poem I wrote called Drive Forward.
All right.
Okay. Drive forward and try not to breathe, because even as the Sidewinder sleeps tonight, everybody hurts in some form, from 21 grams to 21,000 tons. And at some point, sweetness follows, even if you or your sister or your best friend, Monty, got a raw deal. And maybe those happy moments become inhabitants of Ignoreland. And while the button pusher with the thick Scottish brogue may say, star me kitten, instead of that kitten, realize his dreams will run dry, as if the man in the moon will find the river flowing with water instead of dust. The balance always zeroes out. A truth automatic for the people. All the people.
Well done. Kenneth, how long have you been writing?
What, sir?
How long have you been writing?
I've been writing for well over a decade.
That particular piece, the way you delivered it, brought to mind a very famous beat poet. It was very Kerouacian, if you catch my drift, to make a word.
It's like
Jack Kerouac.
Kerouacalicious?
Kerouacalicious. There we go.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. That was great. Don't ever stop calling our show, because that was a very strong piece.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. If you want to call in like Kenneth, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And did you really just say Kerouacalicious?
I did.
And I said Kerouacian.
Yes, he did.
I was going to say, we're going Kerouacian in this room.
Oh, we are. Just as long as you promise. I know you promised, but I don't believe you guys that you're not going to pull out that laugh again.
What laugh? That was like well rehearsed.
I quit you guys. All right. This is rough.
You coming to my house?
All right. Oh, we are cracking the phantom up. Even when we're not meaning to.
I was going to say last week, what were we talking about? Having a video camera in the
studio? We do need a video camera.
No, because you guys would have seen me seriously face against the wall. Pressed against, they've got like foam lined on the walls to help soundproof or something, and I could not stop laughing. I literally had my face pressed against the foam.
Wow. I apologize.
Oh, it was great.
All right, so we do have another caller online. Please welcome a longtime, very longtime supporter of our show. He is Dennis from Michigan.
Hello.
Hello, my brother.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Any night that I spend listening to poets worldwide sharing poetry is a damn good night.
Yes, it is. It's really good. My grandson was listening last week, and you called me brother, and he somehow seemed to think he had a new uncle.
You know what? He can call me Uncle Underhill. I don't mind.
It's all good.
Yeah.
I have a poem tonight. The title of it is When Hope Was Lost.
All right.
The ravages of winter had beat me down. I hid in my sheltering cave, but the drifts and drafts crept in and chilled my soul. I was numb with the thought of confronting this faceless adversary another day. When I thought all hope was lost, something happened. Spring. The time of renewal and the resurrection had returned. My spirit thawed in the light of the blue skies and the vibrant colors of new growth. Warm breezes tossed my hair about, and the song of the birds awoke the melody in my slumbering heart. I am alive, and all is well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hope springs eternal from that poem, my brother.
Oh, for sure.
Right on, Dennis. Go ahead.
It keeps us going through the winter, that hope of spring.
Exactly. Every time I see new buds on the trees, I'm like, oh, not long now. We'll be back to being warm.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, and let's hear some more poetry, my friend.
Excellent. Thank you for all your support, brother.
You got it.
All right, if you want to call like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We have another couple submissions coming up later in the show, as well as some cool featured poetry from one of our, maybe more than one of our crew members here. But at this moment,
we do need to take break. So if you're calling in, please be willing to hold just for about a minute, 2 minutes. We need to pay some bills. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition, and here I am 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life.
Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs. 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, denverautostore.com.
Oh, no.
Ow.
I said, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
I was wondering, I mean, that heavy breathing at the beginning. Is that the person wondering if Annie's okay?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to fool you there. That was actually not me.
Well, the heavy breathing at the beginning.
That could have been one of a myriad of songs.
You okay? Or is it... And someone hears that and goes, ugh.
I thought the Phantom was stalking us again.
I don't imagine that.
Yeah, you do.
Not like
that. Yeah, you do. You breathe. It's like hearing a horse walking through the room. You breathe so
It's
loud.
Like the guy from, Hey Arnold?
It's true.
Right.
You know, I got to say this. Phantom, you are very elusive because you have no body and everything like that, but you are a mouth breather.
But I don't have a mouth.
Well, I don't know where that air is coming from.
I was just going to say, that's really impressive.
All right, let's rein this back in. We do poetry here. If you want to call in and share some poetry, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. You know, you lead a horse to water, you got to expect him to drink, Phantom.
Did you just call me horse?
What?
No, you don't drink Phantom.
I don't drink Fanta.
It's Fanta.
Yeah. I was about to say, you don't know ectoplasm.
Okay, all right. Let's just back up. Let's just erase that in time. Major fail,
you
everybody.
Can't.
Hey, we do
wish
poetry
we
here.
We're live.
All right.
I was about to say, you drop a plate on the floor, you can't unmake the cracks.
You guys are geniuses.
All right. Yes. So, speaking of Phantom and breathing through their mouth, she wants to share a poem with us.
I do. I actually brought one tonight, my dears.
How are you going to share it?
Nice.
With Not My Mouth. All right. So, this one is called... I thought someone was breathing through their mouth all hard like you, Michael. To Margo. Exactly. In life's rough and tumble, you're the crumble on my apple crumble and the fairy on my Christmas tree. In life's death and duty, you've the beauty of the beast's own beauty. I feel humble as a bumblebee. In life's darkening duel, I'm the lighter, you're the lighter fuel. And the tide that sways my inland sea, in life's meat and muster, you've the luster of a diamond cluster, a blockbuster, just a duster me. And that's by Gavin Ewart for his wife.
Oh, really?
For her birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really kind of cute.
Right on. Very well done. Well read.
Thank you.
For a phantom with no body. I don't even know how you turn that page there.
There is no page.
It's this kind of psychic energy.
There you go. So if you want to call and share your poetry, now is the time, 303-386-3598. Now, a lot of people have been complaining that it's been hard to get through, but the lines are open right now. Go ahead and give us a call.
Hopefully they're not colliding with each other.
It happens.
They're trying to get through. It's a single pipe.
They're in a
phone
line.
Multiple callers coming into a single pipe. It's very difficult.
Densely, yes, very true. It does happen. And there's, you know, it's like densely packed particles all bouncing off each other.
Exactly.
Something's going to get stuck in the pipes.
Oh, man.
What? Come on, guys.
Are you going to do a submission? Are you reading
a
submission?
I can do another submission here.
Right on. I've been looking forward to the submissions. We got a few of them this week.
We do. However, this one is by a great friend of the show named Amanda Norton.
A great friend of mine called Amanda Norton. That's the one that I wrote that book.
I know that. I remember by Amanda Norton. I remember those deluging days that burned my heart as fireflies illuminated with fire, coming from white Bic lighters and silver Zippos. I remember how you shattered me with snuggled lightning that punctured through my ribcage as you nestled it within the heavens of your chest storm. I remember we left memories on the summer porch swing while tender thunder rolled from your trembling lips, splitting my eardrums as nighttime lanterns revealed our bodies that rapidly spun out of control. I remember how we masqueraded our face, pretending to be someone else, letting those photo booth pictures capture the blowing rain between us. I'll never forget those summer seizures we call storms that embraced us on snapshot nights. That is from Amanda Norton.
Wow.
Nice. Well written. I knew there was a reason why I worked with her. She's just a great writer.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's really great work. Really good work.
All right. So we have somebody that if you take all the parts of his body and put it together, you'll get a full human skeleton. Please welcome Raven from Colorado.
Hey, guys.
Hey. How you doing?
Doing well. So I've got one that's yet unnamed, pulled from the Sound Still Society archives, that I kind of think goes with the I Remember theme that Amade just read.
Oh, very nice. Cool.
Okay, you ready for this?
Ready.
I remember the fallen, names now long forgotten. Tomorrow remember her, overladen in flames. She set the whole world on fire, and from embers and mire, dust became life, now darkness, erase shame. So the story goes, shadows fall all the same. I remember the fallen, names now long forgotten. Tomorrow remember her on the fields of shame. She set the whole world ablaze, heaven and earth laid waste. And from ashes, defiant rebirth, overladen in flame. When carry her whispers, shadows fall all the same. I remember the fallen, names now long forgotten. Tomorrow remember her, own the guilt and the blame. She set the whole world to light, undoing the night. Now shadows cry, let go, in the fire of her name. Go in peace, howbeit cautious of the fallen left unclaimed.
Nice. Rocking it.
Thank you.
Draven, I stand on the premise that I am friends with the most talented people in the world, and you are among them, my brother.
Well, thank you.
Well written.
Yeah, really. Thank you so much, man. It adds so much to the show, and it's always great to hear your voice.
Awesome, awesome.
Are you going to come hang out with us at VI?
Do what?
You going to come down and hang out with us?
Not tonight, man, but soon.
All right, soon.
I promise.
Right on.
All right, y'all have a great night.
All right, you too. If you want to call, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. You look like you got something.
I do.
What do you got?
A warm-up for our Valentine's show.
All right.
We're working out details of our Valentine's show because a very important member of our crew has to be absent. We're going to keep it all a surprise, but we've hammered out something really cool.
All right.
It's been hammered.
It's like been hammered a lot.
Yes.
Really hammered.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to warm up for our Valentine's. This is entitled "You're Straight and Narrow in Love." Your sweet love for me has kept me alive, broken the chrysalis of my self-doubt. And my poetic soul you did revive. From such a boy you brought this new man out. And though I once wanted to end it all, you made this poet change his mind and stay, choosing to answer his destiny's call, your bright smile making for a better day. Chasing my dreams down, every single one, all thanks to the incredible love you gave. Still from time to time you managed to stun, and now it's to my heart, and now it's my heart that you enslave. Your love, a road that is so unswerving, something for which I am so undeserving.
Nice.
I think that one's about Penny.
You think?
I'm just kidding. Yes.
Your hobbit?
My hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
Hobbit. Yes. Is that Hobbit?
Hobbit.
It's a Hobbit. That the copyright-free Hobbit?
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't want to get sued. All right, so if you want to call and share your poetry like we just did, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And people can't really see right now, but JT in the sound booth is literally hitting his head against the microphone repeatedly.
And he's asking himself, I thought I worked with professionals.
Yeah,
I thought I worked
with professionals. Well, you know, I got to say, professionals.
I honestly have never asked that at all.
Oh, whatever. You're such a liar. Lie to me again. Lie to me.
Well, okay, so one thing that's kind of special about our crew, among the other things, including the size of the bus that we take around town.
There you go.
Is that that one of our members is a fully functioning half-squatch haiku master. And
yes.
You rang?
He's a haiku master.
Every week, I dress up for this. You see my bow tie right now.
I'm dressed up. It's an amazing outfit. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, cool. You don't mind the kilt?
The kilt's just fine.
You don't mind the fact that it shrank in the wash? It looks a little bit more like
above
a mini skirt now.
I look at your eyes.
Oh, thank you.
I focus on your
eyes. That's why I feel like we can get along. I don't really feel like I'm an object.
No, we respect you in the morning.
But not in the evening, apparently.
And the thing that you have on underneath your kilt?
Mm-hmm.
Your shoes.
Pure magic.
I thought it was a blue ribbon.
Okay, let's drop it.
Oh. No. We've been waiting for it to drop for years.
It'll be a while yet. Haikus.
Okay, so haikus, plural. The haiku master writes three haikus, and with a kind of an unspecified topic. If you think you know what it is, put it on our Facebook page or worldpoetryatmike.net. Send it to us in the contact form. Here we go. Number one. One amongst many. Dirty rats and finks alike. Barred 8x10 hold.
All right.
Intriguing. That's a really scary voice there.
That was.
I was frightened myself. Number two. A bee's honeycomb. A Tweety Bird's golden home, hollow cavity.
Okay.
Hmm.
What could that be? Put it on our Facebook page.
Okay, number three. Building blocks of life, protoplasm within walls, it's just a small room.
All right.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting. There's really a lot going on there.
I think I get it.
No, you don't.
I think I do.
No,
now, the moment we mentioned protoplasm, you think you got it handled?
It's close enough to ectoplasm. You know
what?
Got it.
You know what? Roll the music, Haiku Master.
In the segment, Haiku Master.
Imagine him riding across the plains. I don't know what a half squat rides, but do you ride?
Mammoth. Really mammoth.
I know you got a seat. I know you
are.
You have a loaded six string on your back and you play for keeps because you might not make it back, but I don't really know what you ride.
Well,
quick,
if you really
save
must
us from
know,
ourselves, call us now. 303-386.
Don't ride what you think.
3598.
303-386-3598.
I'm tempted to give the number wrong.
You
don't
before.
Want to do that.
I have before, but that wasn't on purpose.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't on purpose.
Goodness, save us from ourselves.
Okay, so yes, please do give us a call. 303-386-3598. We have open lines right now. If you are not sure if you want to call and share, just do it. Just make the call. It's worth trying. And the people who do call, you can see it because people who call start calling a lot.
Yes.
And they definitely enjoy it.
All right. So I'll share one real quick.
What?
Yes.
You're a poet?
Shh.
I had no idea.
All right. So this is entitled Thoughts on America. I strike a square and give a drag within the July warmth and heat. I pause and ponder our grand old flag and the freedom that we have been given so sweet. The fireworks shoot off in this warm night. The crowds ooh, ah, and cheer. The festivities are filled with delight, celebrating the country we hold so dear. I thank every soldier that has made me free, who has fought for the red, white, and blue, keeping us safe from sea to shining sea. Thank God for all the deeds that you do. America, my country, catches much grief, but it is still the best land ever made. To all other nations, we provide relief. In their times of trouble, we provide our aid. So I gaze upon this beautiful display and finish my break and go back inside, trying to keep within my soul every day just what it is that fills me up with pride. America, the beautiful and great indeed, giving and forgiving one and the same, always lending a hand to those in need, not looking for reward or acclaim. Thank you. All right.
The three-dimensional clap. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
It's pretty cool. We're experimenting with the sound design.
Quadraphonics? Yeah.
Recursion and quadraphonics.
All right.
And ectoplasm.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to issue you a gag order.
We do have a poet on the line.
We do.
Yes, from right here in Denver, Colorado. She is Sadie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, hey, Sadie. Welcome aboard.
Good. How are you?
Doing good. What direction are you going to take us tonight?
Oh, I just have a short little one tonight, so I'll get right to it.
All right.
It's entitled Letting Go.
All right.
I need to walk away. Give up this childish thought. Put an end to this. Holding on is holding me back. Letting go is the only way to move forward. Letting go is hard. But is the pain of holding on worth it? Can I walk away? Will I walk away? In every ending, there's a new beginning. A clean slate.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. And really, I like it. If you really ponder it, there's nothing like a clean slate because the story is unwritten. Much like a blank piece of paper is a poem that's unwritten.
Exactly.
You can go anywhere with it.
Much like a tree before it's made paper is completely... We can just keep going.
There we go.
It's kind of cool, actually.
It's like the universe before the Big Bang.
What is this incomplete pass motion that JT's making to me right now?
Incomplete pass... Oh, safety.
And now I'm traveling?
What the heck is that?
I'm just breaking every rule in the book, man.
Offsides.
All right.
5-yard penalty.
I just hit the batter. What's going on here? I am not doing the sprinkler.
Thank you, Sadie, for calling our show. Please don't ever stop. Yeah. I really enjoy your poetry.
Yeah, I will never stop. I love calling in. So
awesome.
Thank you, Sadie.
If you want to call in,
good night, guys.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Sadie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we are hard up against a break.
Yes.
Hard up against a break.
Up against a hard break.
Well, those breaks are pretty rough.
All right. So you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio.
Those are the breaks.
Essex Motors, located on 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300. EssexMotorsLLC.com. Pocket Coupon Directory, savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. DailyPocketDeals.com. My Mom's Pies, located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
Baby, will you eat that there snack cracker in your special outfit for me, please?
Welcome back to World Poetry Open Mic. Wow, you didn't have to kill that. That was cool. Has a certain rockabilly, certain surf sound to it. Maybe we should cover this for our single.
I don't know. I was kind of thinking about doing a Christmas version of Bad Company.
Ooh, Christmas version.
Yeah, I just you have jingle bells in the background.
Cowbell. We need more cowbell.
Well, yeah. We need more off-tempo cowbell. That's what we need.
Well, speaking of shows that need cowbell, welcome back to World Poetry Open Mic.
Hey,
poetry here.
You want me to bring a cowbell next week?
That'd be awesome.
I'll wear it around my neck.
And then we could say, Michael, move it.
like we don't do that already.
All right. So if you want to call and share poetry, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
My
voice just changed. You hear that?
Wow.
It was helium.
Possessed you. There's a difference.
The powers of helium.
The powers of possession. Wait.
Oh.
No.
Isn't that 9/10 of the law anyway?
Right.
Possession is 9/10 of the law. So, Michael, officially, you are the phantoms.
Oh, good.
I have always been the phantom. This is actually my little voice.
You sound like what I think the... I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's cervezas.
No, you sound like Puss in Boots.
That's the cut rate one.
Yeah.
Puss in Boots.
When I was
Shrek.
Much younger, I used to sound like this.
All right, so we do poetry here, and I have another one if you guys don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
All right, this one is called A Poison Tree by William Blake. I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not, my wrath did grow. And I'd watered it in fears, night and morning with my tears. And I sunned it with smiles, and with soft, deceitful wiles. And it grew both day and night, till it bore an apple bright. And my foe beheld it shine, and he knew that it was mine. And into my garden stole, when the night had veiled the pole. In the morning glad I see, my foe outstretched beneath the tree.
Nice.
Intense,
nice.
Right?
I like that one.
That was really cool. Thank you.
Nice. All right, so now I have a submission.
Hua!
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 Take that!
Okay, I don't know what that was from. That has nothing to do with the poem I'm about to read, by the way, so let's get serious.
Right.
Get serious, everybody.
Get serious.
Here we go. This is from, once again, Janine Ristall's second poem she'd sent. It's called What Keeps You. What keeps the ball of your foot from resting on the bridge rail as the lake purses foamy lips and reaches for a kiss? What keeps your hand on the wheel from sliding to the right towards the full-headed oak in your headlamp's sight? Not the rumble strips loudly grappling with your tires, not the fence links, the barbed wire. What keeps you from swerving is the daily moles of love, the single sock, the washed dish, the woodlot walks, his soft lips, the tides of conversation, the harbor of his heart.
Wow.
That's from Janine Ristall. What keeps you?
Nice.
From the snowy banks of Lake Superior, of Loch Superior. That's a terrible accent.
Yes.
And I'm not sorry.
All right. So I'm going to do a cover. And
no.
You guys helped me out with audience participation last time, and I'm going to ask for you guys to do it again, all right?
Okay. All right, sure.
All right, so. And an angel of the Lord came unto me, snatching me up from my place of slumber, and took me on high and higher still, until we moved to the spaces betwixt the air itself. And he brought me unto a vast farmlands out of our own Midwest. And as we descended, the cries of impending doom rose from the soil. 1,000, nay, 1,000,000 voices full of fear and terror possessed me then. And I begged, Angel of the Lord, what are these tortured screams? And the angel said unto me, These are the cries of the carrots. The cries of the carrots. You see, Reverend Underhill, tomorrow is harvest day, and to them it is the Holocaust. And I sprang from my slumber, drenched in sweat like the tears of 1,000, nay, 1,000,000 terrified brothers, and roared, Hear me now! I have seen the light! They have a consciousness. They have a life. They have a soul. Damn you! Let the rabbits wear glasses! Save our brothers! Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I get an hallelujah? Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, no.
All right. Save me now before I self-disintegrate.
Oh, that was awesome.
I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
I didn't quite hear my sounds coming through the mic. Was my mic off?
Yes.
No, it was just down. Your mic was on. It was just turned down.
I heard you.
You know what the sound is? What the sound is?
A door
A
opening?
Door?
No.
A squeaky hinge.
Yep.
That's your new nickname.
No. No. It's a dying giraffe.
No, it's wah, wah.
No, that phantom, you're terrible at
Thank
this.
You.
Does somebody have something else?
You need to work on your ectoplasmic diction.
You know, I think it's time to bring it on home. I'm out of coffee. It's time to bring it home. So, for Michael Amadei, for the Phantom, for the Hasquatch, I am J. Todd Underhill. For MSC Radio Network and KZK The Vibe, we want to thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week. Call in and share your poetry. But for now, we must get going. Good night, Robert Mordlin, wherever you are. Back.
to come right today into a black box, and it came out great.